That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Michelle. We got it right this time. Woohoo!
We didn't get it right because I didn't have the microphone on for Jason.
And it's Jason.
And Michelle. Because you got to keep it in order,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's going to be a good night here on Free Talk Live. So, Jason, apparently, this is one of the things that we talk about here on Free Talk Live is sort of the reality radio show aspect of Free Talk Live, which is that, you know, we hear not only talk about the ideas of liberty, but many of us get involved in the, perpetuating the ideas, whether it's through, you know, the political means or the judicial means or in some cases civil disobedience means. Something happened today, Jason, and you were on hand for it.
Right. Well, today is Free Speech Friday, like every Friday. In Keene, we've been celebrating this fact for the last 3 weeks in a row. My Fridays are full of free speech. After 4 p.m., I go to Central Square, and I usually like to give a talk. There's a microphone there. There's amplification. Other people talk. And then I come on Free Talk Live for 3 hours, and then after that, there's a live free or dance party that's had. Well, we haven't been disturbed at all. I mean, we've been flyering the community. People have been showing up, giving talks. So we expect they'll get better and better. There's a lot of young people that show up. But like there were talks about, how to improve the community. You know, what we should do for the Central Square, because we're getting a lot of use out of it, so we might as well contribute. There's been cleanups there. And so it's really great to see people come together, and I'm really glad that Free Speech Friday can be a platform for that.
I heard that the Central Square was going to be cleaned up from all the people that loiter there.
That's what they're calling the Free Speech Friday and stuff, is they're calling it loitering. Now,
not just regarding Friday. I had heard someone talk about like just the general, you know, you're not to use the common public space for common public usage,
right.
I guess.
Yeah. So this is one aspect of the Central Square that maybe people, you know, don't necessarily know about. So that this is important to talk about. And I think most towns have areas that have traditionally been used as areas of speaking and protest. This is essentially the speaker's corner. Mm-hmm. This is where people go to air their grievances on Saturdays from 11 to noon for decades, it seems like. They've had a peace vigil there, and folks will go up in the gazebo and use that. The people will use the gazebo for a variety of different things, impromptu band concerts.
Yeah, last week there was the Keene Music Festival, and bands that were much louder than we could ever be were playing all over the town, including inside the gazebo in Central Square.
That would be the central place. I would imagine the best band got the gazebo to some extent. Or, it's just a thought. So they came in and they gave you some kind of trouble?
Yeah, two cops pulled up and started making threats.
Threats?
Turn off the equipment or you'll get fined. And I asked I asked the cops if what if they had to come back? Were they prepared to use violence? And of course, all options were open for them. But I don't know. I mean, does the city of Keene really, whatever that is, do they want to put themselves in a position to shut down Free Speech Friday because speech hadn't been permitted? In fairness,
hey, those police have that. They have a right to free speech. They have a right to voice their thoughts and everything.
Well, so we should have invited them up into the gazebo to talk.
Exactly. So they could have gone up there and said, "Hey, your speaking is terrible, and I don't like your ice cream," and they could have voiced their opinions just like everyone else gets to.
Yeah.
The problem is when they start making threats.
So what's their complaint come town to?
Yeah, the bottom line is they don't like people using power there without asking permission.
Electricity.
Yeah, exactly.
So they have these outlets that are in the gazebo.
Yeah.
And these outlets have kind of been an issue in the past. It seems like they would like people to ask their permission to use the outlets, but if you use the outlets in sort of a if you just happen to go there as yourself, essentially they don't want groups of people using the electricity that they haven't approved.
What do you base that on?
Just the experience with them. I mean, if one person goes there and sets up with his laptop mm-hmm. and, you know, he's surfing the internet from what they offer free internet downtown.
Do they?
And, you know, he's surfing the internet with their power, no one's going to say anything to him.
Well, I ran into a guy who was concerned about what happened because in addition to the microphone being plugged in, he had plugged his laptop in, and he said he does that all the time. He said he had moved here about a month and a half ago. Within 2 days of getting to Keene, got a job. He's not a free stater, but he's down with Free Speech Friday. And so they unplugged his computer, you know, that he was using. And he said, hey, I thought it was a public service, you know, that Keene provided. They have outlets opened under this gazebo, and we see people plug them in all the time. I'm just, you know, I guess you have to ask the question, why harass people on Free Speech Friday? There was somebody that gave a talk about police tactics, their opinion on how to handle the police. And again, this happened less than an hour ago. So there is going to be content posted at freekeen.com. I took a lot of video, and I'll be editing that this evening.
Now, what about, have you spoken to Jeff, who, I don't know his last name, but he's out on Saturdays and has been every Saturday for 10 years in Keene Square doing a peace rally?
Is that the same as the anti-war rally?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would like to go to that. I've heard about that. There's a at the Keene Activism Center, there's a big banner for supporting Bradley Manning, and I think that mm-hmm. could make a presence there.
Yeah, I think it's at 11 on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And
11 at noon.
Mm-hmm, and Jeff's a nice man. I saw him over at a gas station getting gas for my boat one day, and he made some comment about how I was talking to my kids, and he said, wow, you, like, teach your kids about liberty? You know, I mean, he will watch everything you do, right? And that got into the conversation about, you know, whether or not guns should be legalized and whether or not we ought to be in wars, et cetera, et cetera. And he's very knowledgeable and a really interesting person to talk to.
Right. He should come to Free Speech Friday. It may or may not be amplified. Oh, I should mention that after the police left...
By the way, a bullhorn would solve whatever problems they had as far as... I mean, they've essentially moved you into the realm of bullharding. Right?
Actually, that's a good point, although it's not as classy as a microphone.
It's not, but I mean, it's either that or run a generator. I can see how it's, quote-unquote, their power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also see how it's the tragedy of the commons. Really, I can use all the facilities here at the park except the facility of this outlet right here.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, so it's interesting. I get to sit on the benches, which the public's paid for. I get to splash in the fountain that public have paid for. I get to admire the statues the public has paid for. I get to stand under the gazebo the public's paid for. But I can't use the electricity that the government has paid for. And I can kind of see it, but
the government provided that?
If by the government you mean they stole the money from the taxpayers.
Yeah, right.
But that's how they provide everything.
Right. So, where do you draw the line? I mean, there's power. It has been used plenty of times.
The light's on always there in the gazebo.
The light is always on. Right, exactly.
Nobody turns the light off in the gazebo.
Don't, City of Keene.
The pump is working on the fountain all the time.
So,
and,
yeah. This
yeah, is, and as Heike mentioned the other day when we were doing Free Keene TV, the water, the sprinklers go off even when it's raining.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't sound like a city that's really concerned about their energy bill.
Correct.
I don't want to put words in their mouth, but, you know, why Free Speech Friday of all times to crack down on this?
Is there any chance of Free Speech Friday is just at the beginning of the dinner hour there on St. Keene Central Square? There are a couple of restaurants that have outdoor seating. Is it possible the restaurants with outdoor seating don't like the noise generated?
I don't know. You know, I walked that path, you know, by some people at the restaurant, and I was able to overhear. It's not my equipment, but what I would prefer is that the sound cover the central square, and then, you know, maybe just, a wafting sound to advertise what's going on. But I don't want to be, you know, too loud. I don't want to ruin anybody's experience, certainly, and I want to be respectful.
I mean, nobody's, the speakers aren't pointed out to the street or anything like that. They're just there at the gazebo.
They're pointed to the square, on the gazebo, into the this common area.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, and this is the traditional place of protest. I mean, they have all kinds of events there. Those events are, you know, they have loudspeakers. It's very interesting.
Well, we'll see what happens tonight because there is the Live Free or Dance party that's going to happen after 10, and that's going to need amplification as well. So I guess stay tuned. I'll be live streaming it on Tally TV.
Do you need a permit to speak? I mean, is that the only fair way to handle this? 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
We all have a past, but the good news is we all have a future. Sad to say, many people get stuck in the past. Even worse than that, sometimes we can get stuck in one moment from our past. A time frame in our life where something happened that hurt us or wounded us, or we did something that was wrong, and it's been a long time since it happened, but we're still stuck in that one moment. I want to encourage you today, if you're stuck, to make a decision to get unstuck. You know, God is standing by ready to help you. If you'll take that first step of faith, you'll find Him right there to lead you out of bondage into total, complete freedom. Don't live in the past. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brings you a website that you can get interactive with. We allow you to link to stories, blog posts, pictures, whatever it is that you'd like to link to there at Free Talk Live. People can vote up your submissions. You can vote up other people's submissions, vote them down. It's one big voting community there at freetalklive.com.
I condone this kind of voting.
It's voluntary voting. find out more, go to news.freetalklive.com. We have emailed updates there, Twitter, Facebook, all those things that people love to be involved in. It's news.freetalklive.com. Are you on any medications? You, Michelle?
No, but it's just every time you say that, it reminds me of that movie with Tom Cruise. Do you take medication? You know, the brother? No, you don't remember that?
No.
Yeah, that's his way of being affectionate.
Oh, right. Oh, you're talking about the Rain Man, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think Mark was asking the audience, but I'm not on any medication.
Me neither. I should be, though.
I had to look at your eyes when you said that. Telling the truth there. Are you on medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. There's also a call-in number. You can call in, and they'll take care of you that way. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way. You'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. They also do third-party certification regarding their medications so that you make sure that you're not getting anything that's counterfeit. It's meds.freetalklive.com, whether it's Zetia, Viagra, Nexium, Cialis, Boniva, Abilify, or Lipitor. It's meds.freetalklive.com. So, Jason, tell me more about this dance party thing that's going on and the Free Speech Friday and all that stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, I think I covered what happened earlier as far as the threats and the fact that people were out in Central Square in Keene, New Hampshire, you know, speaking out about really whatever topics. Some topics I'm very interested in, some topics not so much. But, yeah, it was great. And then two police officers said that they received a complaint, dispatch did, and so they showed up. They made their threats when nobody was turning off the
equipment. What was the complaint for?
Using the power.
Okay, so there's a complaint about using the power.
I guess that's the only thing that the cops said, or maybe that's the only thing
the cops
could
find. The complaint
was
probably there are people in the park and we don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. And then the cops are like, well, how do we get rid of these people? What about the power? Now, people are currently looking for the ordinance that says that you can't use the town's power. Can't find it yet. It might be there. I don't know. But the cops certainly couldn't tell us what the law was.
They don't really do that. You know, oftentimes police just don't tell you what, you know, hey, we're just telling you what to do. You know, you can find out. You could ask the judge what law you broke.
Yeah. And so, but like I said, people use power there all the time. It's interesting that it happened to be on Free Speech Friday. It was about an hour after somebody gave a talk about how to deal with the police, their perspectives on that. And like I said, you can probably find that later on tonight on freekeen.com, the story, some photos. I'll be working on videos about it. It was pretty interesting today. And then there is going to be the Live Free or Dance party tonight at 10, so I don't know if there's going to be any police presence for that. I hope not, because you can't get much more peaceful than dancing.
I'll go out there for like a half an hour, because you know I love to dance with you, and I try to dance with you.
Let's do it.
Yeah, every chance I get. I'm leaving early in the morning, so I only have like a half an hour, so we got to shake our moneymaker.
Yep.
And if the police come out...
You might make money with it, I don't.
I would happily, you know, ask them to do-si-do with me.
Oh, okay.
Take a spin.
Sure. That would be a good solution to this problem, if they would just dance with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got a call on the line here from, just set up here. It's Patrick and Oz from DrunkDictator.com. Patrick?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
All's well. Oz, you there?
Hey, guys.
So you guys have trotted out a new video, and I've watched it, and it's a great little video. It's called The Taking Tree. What if Shel Silverstein's giving tree wasn't so giving, and instead of a boy, he had an alliance of politicians pestering him? So tell us about the video. Guys?
Oh, gosh. Okay,
Have we dropped them?
So we lost them there for a second?
Apparently.
Okay,
the wonders of modern technology.
I'll give background to, in case people haven't read Shel Silverstein's The Giving Tree. It's this lovely picture book with just a few, you know, words or sentences on each page, kind of in keeping with Shel Silverstein's, you know, style or whatever. And there's this voluntary interaction between the tree and this young boy who grows into an old man. And the tree is always there to provide for the needs of the child who grows into a man and the boy who grows into a man appreciates the tree and you know, values the tree. And there was a period when the boy slash man didn't value the tree, and the tree was hurt and slumped and whatever, but it was revived by its renewed sense of worth, because it was there to give to the boy. And so, but the whole thing was voluntary, which it appears by this this video that they did, that it's the politicians taking things of a tree that doesn't want to give anything to the politicians, and they say, yeah, so.
Yeah, they essentially use the tree for their purposes, and it is a play on this very popular children's book, and I think that this could speak to a lot of people. I think it's worth going to check out. It's drunkdictator.com, and you can go there. They actually have a few videos for you to see. And these guys put together a lot of videos. They are the ones who put together the. Let's see, maybe we can pull them back up here. Guys, you there?
Hey,
Patrick.
Hey, yeah, sorry about that. Oz and I are both on. We're back.
Okay, great. So tell us real quick about the video and that kind of thing.
Okay, yeah. Hey, sorry about that. Oz, do you want to jump in and tell them a little bit about Taking Tree and where we came up with the idea?
Yeah, it's, our company is Ozymandias Media, and we can maybe talk a little bit more about that later, but we kind of, like, created this drunk dictator thing as sort of an alter ego to that for, like, some ideas we come up with that we just want to kind of make for fun. Maybe they're just irreverent, or they're just like, you know, stuff for kind of the YouTube audience to have fun with.
Yeah, sure.
And we started doing this a while ago, and back when the bailouts were going on, we made a video about the Terminator and a Cylon petitioning Barney Frank for a bailout, and then sometime later, we made a puppets video where they were basically explains government accounting. So we made a few of these. This is our third video, like you were saying, a spoof of Shel Silverstein's Giving Tree. And, yes, it's the taking tree. You know, in this case, the tree isn't, like, giving endlessly to a growing boy. In this case, it's like the tree actually represents our economy, and the tree kind of just wants to be left alone, and these politicians keep showing up to take from it. So they're taking the leaves, and they're taking the branches to build houses for the needy, quote unquote. And so spoiler alert, they keep showing up and they keep taking from the tree. So we had this idea, and probably we're 3-4 bourbons in when we came up with it, but strangely the next day we still thought it was a funny idea and we wanted to go with it.
Well, if you got some more, just hold the line here. We can come back and talk about it a little bit more.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother, one with me. No woman to be here. I just can't watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade somewhere.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas. The Lost Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-4500. 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here. You can call in and talk about whatever you'd like. If you call in this segment, we're talking to the guys from The Taking Tree at DrunkDictator.com. Patrick, Oz, you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Excellent. There seems to be a little audio issue there. We'll see if it clears up. So, we've already talked about the video. What are some of these other videos you've done and some of the other projects you've done? I was just getting ready to tell the audience that.
Okay, yeah, great. I hope I'm coming through okay. I don't know what's going on. I must be like microwave swirling around down here or something out here in L.A.
It's the Bilderbergers.
It's the black helicopters.
It's the smog in L.A.
Exactly. We have a production company. It's Ozymandias Media, and we work with a lot of, nonprofit groups who are out there, communicating our ideas, the ideas of freedom and liberty, and we help them by creating videos for their websites and to try to reach a broader audience with these ideas. And so we do that.
A lot of big names.
We work the videos for the Mercatus Center, the Institute for Humane Studies has a great project, Learn Liberty. And I think that you guys feature that on your website.
Yep.
We've worked with them a lot. They're great. It's a great project. We have several videos that are going to be coming out soon about that, on that project. And, we work with a number of different groups. And then also we create viral videos through our Drunk Dictator website. And then the other thing that we do is we operate as a traditional production company, and we option titles and get properties and develop scripts and take them around town and try to get them funded and produce entertaining content in more traditional forms of media like films and television shows that express that are highly entertaining and express our ideas. You know, not ideological junk film, but film that's like high quality film with a great story with great emotions that show the true, like, the empathetic side of, you know, libertarian ideas and the ideas of liberty.
So how would you do that?
Well, one of our most recent projects, we optioned the Politically Incorrect Guide to American History, and the series behind that, the Pig series. It's a book series published by Regnery, and they're a conservative book publishing company based out of D.C., and they have a number of titles. And this book series has 15 books in the series on the whole, and they're just terrific. They're irreverent, and they look at issues from like capitalism, American history, Vietnam War, tons of this past what it means to be an American, and they just have this like fun, you know, irreverent take, this politically incorrect language that's just like, you know, it's the stuff that like you don't hear because, you know, there's like thought police and they don't want this kind of message to get out there. So what's fun about that is this political correct movement has been so long that it's like dull. And so to say something politically incorrect is now funny. And so that creates a great opportunity for us to look at, you know, some subjects that are, you know, near and dear to our hearts and create entertaining programming out of it. So we got that option and we're developing it and take it around town to be, you know, to pitch it as a TV series.
Well, so this is could be coming to a television set near you then, huh?
That is our hope, yes. Yeah.
It's a big name. It's a big property. The Politically Incorrect Guides are big properties. So
it's amazing that they haven't been. This hasn't already happened. I mean, it seems like Hollywood zaps up almost every New York Times bestselling book out there. But you know, so with these ideas, I don't know. I mean, they don't know what to do with it. But we were shocked that it was even available, and we're very excited about it.
What do you think about the couple of comedians recently who have been encouraged, strong-armed by their agents to make public apologies because of their racial comments? I mean, to me, comedians, that's what they do. They make fun of everyone. They make fun of black, white, fat, skinny, short, men, women, gay, lesbian, straight. That's, you know, if you're a comedian, it's all on, you know? And so these two that have recently been
who are they?
I don't know the names of comedians off the top of my head, and so you're not supposed to ask me that question if you don't know the answer. But anyway,
the audience is probably wondering.
Yeah, I
also
know. but the point is here are these comedians who everyone knows when you go to a comic show that there's a good chance that you're going to be offended, and that's part of the fun. So now we're censoring comedians.
It's scary, but I think that there's a backlash going on against that, and that's part of the reason that we think that there is a market for this show, is it's just that looking at what's going on in the country is you've got people less and less tolerant of this sort of, you know, PC police kind of ruling what can and can't be said, and even crossing into territory like, you know, going to a comedy show at a comedy club, which has traditionally been sort of like this area that is, you know, you're supposed to know. When you go through the door and you buy your ticket, you're supposed to know you're buying a ticket to that kind of a thing. So
so what are examples of political incorrectness?
You mean as the books?
Sure.
Treat them?
Sure. Pulling from the books?
Yeah, well, there's so many. There's a lot of, there's racist attitudes that Abe Lincoln had, this kind of stuff that's been whitewashed, stuff about the Civil War and, you know, how important the slavery aspect of that has been pumped up at the beginning. Patrick and I were talking the other day about, like, a part that covers even something as simple as, like, George Washington's foul mouth. You know, I mean, when I was in school, I never read about him as a foul mouth, which is a bummer because he would have been a much more interesting historical.
Or that Thomas Jefferson liked mulatto girls. He liked that milk chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead, Mark.
Well, this is Jason. I was just going to say, I mean, political correctness, whenever I hear people rail against political correctness, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to go around offending people all the time. I think it's a shame that Thomas Jefferson slept with a slave, somebody that didn't have a choice. So I think there's probably a lot of truth that might be behind political correctness. I just think, yes, people can be too sensitive and it can be used to push agendas, but I don't think there's a need to go around and being offensive with the truth.
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, I think the key really is it's what would be the point or the essence of the show and the point of doing that. I mean, a comedian comes in and challenges these ideas that we have about society, and so, you know, that gives us wisdom. It gives us a sense of like, oh, you know, I didn't see things that way, you know, and maybe, you know, what comes out of it is, you know, your conventional attitudes about something are reinforced, but. You know, but I find often you have in today's society, there's like politically correctness for politically correctness sake. It's like a political correctness empire, and there's just overreach. You know, there's just like you're mentioning earlier, there's these comedians who have to apologize when they say something that's like tangentially taken as like racism. You know, and it's the kind of thing where I can't remember what it was, but maybe it was like Kramer was hit by this. I don't remember the exact details, but it's the kind of scenario where I feel like. You know, there's a lot about our culture that, you know, that people should just be able to say. They should just say, well, like, I think this, and it should be okay, because that's enlightening. You know, it lets us be like a broader spectrum, and it's okay to, you know, to say these things and to laugh at these things and
I don't think
to have
that you
your
need
own
to,
values and be aware of them.
You don't have to apologize for finding something funny.
So, guys, we're getting close to the end of the segment here. Again, it's drunkdictator.com, and folks can go see the Taking Tree and your other videos there. What do you hope, you know, if these videos go viral, what's it do for you guys?
We don't know. In the case of Drunk Dictator, it's really sort of like, it's just a catch-all for, like, the ideas that we have that aren't really, like, something that we're pitching to clients or whatever. It's just, like, something we come up with. We hand-drew the Taking Tree and, you know, digged it in and animated it, and it's fun, you know. So just put it out there, and we'll figure out later what we can do with it.
Oz, Patrick, thanks for being on Free Talk Live. You can go check it out at drunkdictator.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Ops Gear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 75% on our highly acclaimed Defensive Handgun DVD. Learn methods, tips, and styles that will take you to the next level. Visit OpsGear.com and use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN, and get the DVD for just $10. And this week only, get our Women's Self-Defense DVD for only $10. Plus, enter to win great gear each week. Save 15% at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com, or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS. 401 Pass.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-FREE. If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive, jurisdictionary.com is a course for you. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys and for people who do have attorneys and need to keep an eye on them. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules so you know those rules you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course, so easy the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. You can go to jurisdictionary.com. They have all kinds of free charts and tips and tactics and all kinds of things for you there. Free videos. And, of course, you can buy the course when you do. Remember when you check out that to use the pull-down menu and mention Free Talk Live, it's jurisdictionary.com. Let's go to Daniel in Seattle. Daniel?
Hey, good evening, guys.
What's happening?
Hey, I have a quick tip. Last night you guys were talking about recording police officers with your camera phone.
Yes.
And I have another tip for that. It's just a sort of technical thing. If you can't upload it to the Internet like you do, and it's got to stay on your phone. Most camera phones these days will take an external SD card or a little memory card.
Mm-hmm.
And if the police officer decides to take your phone and, accidentally break it or drop it or put it in a puddle or something, if you record to that external SD card, it's more likely not to get damaged. It's pretty resilient on there as opposed to going on the internal memory of the phone.
So then if for whatever reason you record to this SD card, then you can pop it out. Even if they erase it, you can pop it out and then erase it. They have
They have
for that.
Are you talking about the SIM card that goes underneath the battery?
No.
Oh.
No. It's about the same size, though, and about the same sort of plastic material.
Yeah, it won't work on Apple products because they don't allow you to have external memory. But Android
most
phones
the other ones
or Nokia
most the other
should work.
Ones And then I have a quick question about the morality of liberty.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. It's kind of thing we talk about all the time.
Yeah, I hear you guys talk about that pretty frequently. I was wondering if you could explain the moral argument for, liberty to me and also how I might use that in a conversation with someone.
Yes, me first. Horseshack here. All right. So there are two arguments. One for the we'll give the Christian argument first. That I happen to be a Christian. That God is the only ultimate being, and that you, in order to have a relationship with God, that you must, that must be a voluntary one, and the only way to do that is if you don't have any of your liberties impinged upon. So I tend to go with that. But you know what? There are a lot of people out there that aren't Christians and don't believe in God. So you can just go from the humanist perspective that you have a neocortex, and so you have the irrational mind is unlike an animal that just operates with a limbic system, and that in order for you to exercise that neocortex, you have to have choice. And the only way, therefore, to actually be a human being exercising your humanity is to be able to live with the consequences of your decisions, and you can only do that through absolute liberty. Okay, that's my answer.
Okay, anyone else?
I'll take a stab at it. I like to live my life in a moral way. I don't like to hurt people. I don't like to steal their stuff. I don't like to commit violence against people. And I don't like it when other people do that. You have an organization called the government, and they want to do those things. They want to steal from people. They want to harm people, whether it's with the cruise missiles or the war on drugs, or just open the newspaper and you'll see examples every day about how the government is harming people. And ever since I moved to the Shire, I've met people who have been victims of the government. I cover this on my website, tally.tv. And so I don't want to have anything to do with a government that'll do that to people, caging peaceful people for growing cannabis, for example. So I don't want to fund them. I don't want it done in my name, so I have to speak out against them as much as possible.
Okay, well,
that
sounds good.
Let me pop in here real quick, Daniel. What I like to, when you know, people talk about the morality of government, what they'll often do is they'll point at some of the things that government does that is good, like feeding poor people. And, you know, when it comes down to it, you ask them, I mean, you, if we're going to talk about morality as opposed to talking about, you know, sort of the objective functionality of it, because government's obviously very inefficient. We can talk about inefficiency as in government if you want, but if you want to talk about the immorality of government, essentially, what's the operable difference between government and an armed gang? And usually they'll stumble around trying to figure out what the difference between the government and an armed gang is, and often it'll be, well, we get to vote on who's in the government, and so you're saying that, you know, it's an armed gang with a really unusual way of electing its dons, which will, you know, make them chuckle. But, you know, what's the operable difference between this armed gang that you can apparently vote on and choose what their leaders are, but seem to be doing the same things all the time? You know, they steal from people in order to get what they want. Lots of gangs will do things for the community that they represent. And you can talk about the Gotti fella throwing parties in the streets of New York, and you know, block parties and things like that. So in many cases, you know, the government really just mirrors armed gangs. It's just an armed gang writ large that has flags flying in front of it. Once people have that little idea planted in their mind, then, you know, they can listen to the government from that point of view as, huh, are they an armed gang? And, you know, they keep on asking themselves, what's the difference between this and an armed gang? I mean, you can't let them get away with, well, we can vote on whether it's an armed gang or not, because, for one...
Did you just take a bong rip?
No, I'm watering my plants.
Oh, okay.
We, you know, even though we can vote on, you know, these politicians or whatever, our votes generally don't count, because only a tie-breaking vote is going to be one that counts anyway. So, you know, the question is, if the slaves get to vote on the master every 4 years, does that mean they're not slaves? And
that's
the allegory
of the slave right there, right?
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Daniel, is that anything else?
Do you believe in liberty yourself?
Yeah, I'm sort of.
Kind of, sort of?
Working on it?
I'm newly converted, but yeah, definitely. I'm on your
side. What are you converted from?
I don't know, neocon kind of stuff.
Yeah, same here. Did you find any of our statements persuasive in any way?
I would think probably the one about the gang would be most persuasive in a discussion with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, when talking to sort of neocons and conservatives about the ideas of the morality of government, I found it very, very difficult. That usually you can talk to liberals about the sort of the morality of government, but with conservatives, their views of morality tend to be far more functional. You know, those them terrorists are coming to get us. We got to stop them, no matter what. You know, they're much more that the ends justify the means.
Yeah, and then you
functionality.
See, and then you see the government actually having a lot in common with terrorist organizations.
Usually what I tell them is, look, I understand you don't want small government until it comes to bureaucrats with guns, in which case you want a large government. But really, the military and the police and all these other government organizations, they're just the post office and fatigues. They're no more functional than any of these other government agencies, the ones that you think are inefficient and that they have no purpose. Those are that's the same argument to be had for the police and the military.
All right.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. You know, it's good to know what your audience is when you're talking to somebody about the ideas of liberty. You can't just jump in. You really got to find out where they're coming from, because different people from different backgrounds are going to have different issues that speak to them.
But one thing that Stephanie Murphy and I were able to do on
our Sunday co-host.
Yeah, Stephanie. Exactly, Stephanie, and also Brett. One night we were
host of
hosting
School Sucks podcast.
Exactly, thank you.
SchoolSucks.com.
We kept getting these callers in to talk about liberty, and they were kind of constitutionalists.
Mm-hmm.
And the three of us all kept bringing it back to just the foundational first cause principles of liberty. The problem that I see, which occurs when you start talking about agendas, for example, someone will say, oh, well, I'm for decriminalizing marijuana because I think that you ought to be able to do drugs if that's what you want to do. And if they just approach it from the perspective of their own agenda and they don't generalize it out to liberty in general, then you find them saying that they're for war, but they're against, rules about what they can put in their body.
What you got to do is you got to find out what liberty issue that they're for, and then extrapolate out why it is. I mean, if you do drugs because you own your body, then you should be able to own the possessions, the things you work for. If you own the things you work for, then the government can't take them in order to quote unquote protect you.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.